بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب فضل السماح، باب فضل الإبادة في الحرج وهو الاختلاط والفتن ونحوها. There is the next chapter in the virtues of making ibadat when there are difficulties and hard times, like mixing with people, when there are fitnas, etc. In that time to make Allah's ibadat, the virtues are much more greater. Like under normal condition, a person gets up on time, makes his namazes, etc. Everything goes normally. But sometimes there is some things that go against the normal trend. Like, for example, there is a wedding in the family. Everyone is busy with that. That time to make Allah's ibadat, to take out our time and make Allah's ibadat, has got much more greater value. There is a funeral in the family. There is some other emergency that has taken place. And at that time, to take out time and to make Allah's ibadat. When a person is traveling, when a person is, when everyone is in a different mood, like a person goes for holiday, etc. And then many people even give up their farz namazes. In other words, when things are out of the normal, at that time to free oneself and still make Allah's ibadat, there is great reward in that. An Ma'aqil ibn Yasar radiyallahu anhu qal, Hazrat Ma'aqil ibn Yasar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-ibadatu fil-harj ka-hijratin ilayya. When making ibadat in some awkward occasions like that, in difficult occasions, it is like making hijrat to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like a person is so much involved in all those things, everyone is involved, and a person escapes all that and he goes and make Allah's ibadat. So he has he ran away from all those environments and conditions, and he went to Allah. It is like making hijrat to Allah, like making hijrat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the reward at that time is much more greater. Many of us, when we are caught up in such situations, many even miss our farz namazes. And if we do make the farz, we just make the very basics, and we don't engage more further in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So at such times, the ibadat of Allah is much more greater. And this is exactly like in the saying, a friend in need is a friend indeed. That is a true wali and friend of Allah when there are those difficult conditions and he does not forget Allah. And he still makes the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Babu fadli samahati fil bay'i wa shira. This next chapter is about the virtues to be lenient when buying and selling. Don't use a hard attitude. Be lenient with one another. Wal akhdh wal ata, and in taking and in giving also, leniency, softness, kindness is very much praised in the hadith. Wa husn al qada wa al taqadi, and when a person has to pay a debt, etc., fulfill his side of the pledge, he promise he made, then he should do it very well. And on the other side, what he has to get, what he has to receive, in that he shows leniency. Many of us, when we have to pay, then we are very lax. We don't pay on time. We make excuses. But when we have to collect, we are very hard in that. And we don't want to give any respite, any chance. So it should be the opposite. We must make sure that when we have to pay, we pay on time. We pay properly. And when we have to receive, then we are lax in that. وَإِرْجَاحِ الْمِكْيَالِ وَالْمِيزَانِ. And when weighing and when measuring, then a person should give a little bit extra. For example, when we are weighing anything, then don't just give exactly. Giving less, that is totally haram. And if we give a little bit extra, and the same way with measurement also. We measure one meter of a material, then we'll cut on the other side of the thumb. Give that little bit extra, the 2 centimeters extra. There was a family in Medina Sharif who were originally from Pakistan and who were in gold business. So when the father had become old and he had given the business over to the children, amongst the advices he gave them that whenever you weigh, then give a little bit extra. The children said, "Sir, Ankhope, we accept what you tell us, but our father, we are not selling coal or wood. that if you give a little extra, it doesn't really matter. We are selling gold. And that little bit with every customer over the day, how much it comes out to the week and the month, it will come out to huge, huge amounts. The father said, I don't know about that, but I know about the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that saying, you must give a little extra. They listened to him and they did business. When, as common there, 8-10 shops of the same kind in one line. All the other jewelry shops were sitting without a customer. While they were over busy, they couldn't handle the customers. On that, how much barakat Allah gave them by acting on the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when you have to give, give a little bit extra. And this applies to a debt also. If we have taken a loan from somebody, then without any agreement or understanding, when we have paid the loan, give a little bit extra also. If we give it with understanding and agreement, that will be interest. But without any understanding that he has helped us so much, we should think if we had to go to the bank, how much more should we have to pay? And how hard the bank is on us when they claim their money. Yeah, this person gave us a loan, so we should give a little bit extra also. وَالنَّحْيِ عَنِ التَّطْفِيفِ. And in this chapter is that we shouldn't underweigh. Many of us, when we have to get our goods, we make sure we get them properly. When we supply, then we undersupply. That is also totally wrong. وَفَضْلِ إِنْزَارِ الْمُوسِرِ الْمُؤْسِرِ. And when a person who is, Allah has given him enough, he has made him in a wealthy position, and the person who is hard hit, then give that person chance. Don't be hard on him, and don't make it for him that he have to close his business. Give him respite, give him chance. والوضع عنه. And if it's possible, even overlook his debt. He has come into little hard times, there was a robbery, business is gone down, then even overlook his debt if you are in that position. قال الله تعالى, with regard to these subjects, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٍ. Whatever good you do, nobody else might know it, even the one to whom you are doing good. He might also not know, but know that Allah knows about it. And Allah will treat you accordingly and reward you in this dunya and in the akhirat also. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, in another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَا قَوْمِ أَوْفُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people, who are a business class people, that, O my people, whenever you weigh and you measure, then see that you measure properly, don't underweigh, don't undermeasure, in fact give a little bit extra. And don't do people down in their things. Don't do fraud. Don't rob people. Many people take a loan with the explicit intention of never paying it back also. Now, whenever we take a loan, we have the firm intention that I must pay it back and pay it back in a good way. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and in another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. There is great punishment for those people who underweigh and give less and don't pay back properly. Many people pay also, they have to pay 12 months installments. And in between they don't pay, but they go and prove that they have paid that also. They got a loan and yet they underpay. Don't ever do that. إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ. Whenever they have to take from people, they make sure they get the full amount. وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. And when they have to measure and give them, or weigh and give them, then they give them less than what is the actual amount. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. Don't these people think that they are going to be raised up on the day of Qiyamah, and they will have to answer by Allah Ta'ala, لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ, for a day which will be a very severe day, when the heat will be very intense, and everyone will be in a great calamity. Don't they realize they will have to answer for that day? Today many people think that I'm a good businessman when I know how to do down people, when I know a lot of trickery, and I'm very shrewd in my business. They regard that as good principles. Good Islamic principles are to be fair, to be just, to be kind. Then Allah gives barakat also. يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين, that day when all people will stand in front of Allah and will have to go and account for all what they had done. So we are taught that in business we should try and be soft and kind. And of course, in another hadith also it comes, a Muslim is not he that people deceive him. We shouldn't be so simple-minded that people are just deceiving us. But at the same time, we should be kind, we should be considerate. And whenever there are like difficult times, at that time we should be also particular about our ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.